Brad Gilmore here, instructor with Street Cop. Law enforcement in this profession is all about experiences. For years, I wondered why I was getting denied consent. Two situations. Situation number one. I stop a car. I quickly learn by observation that both occupants in the car were heroin addicts. So after identifying myself and asking the driver for their license, his license, I said, "Hey buddy, would you be willing to get out of the car so I can have a conversation with you back here?" He agrees and meets me at the rear of the vehicle. And I said, "Listen, I understand, or I know, that you're a heroin addict. I know that." I said, "I'm trained in identifying these things. This is what I do for a living." And I had a conversation with him. I spoke with him. Spoke to him like he was a human. I treated him with respect. I was cordial. I was relatable. I talked about some of my personal experiences in this brief time. And this individual immediately opened up to me and proceeded to tell me that he shoots upwards of 30 bags of heroin per day. He scrounges cash off of relatives, friends, sells things, wherever he can get money to feed his opioid addiction. And proceeded to tell me how it started from pain pills that he was prescribed due to a back injury, so on and so forth, but opened up his entire life to me. Now, I offered this individual some help, and I did everything in my power to get him some help. And so I encountered this individual 24 hours later when he calls me on my cell phone after I gave it to him the day prior. He calls me and says, "Brad, it's so-and-so. We met yesterday." I was taken back immediately because I wasn't expecting a phone call. And he tells me, "I've been thinking about you all night long because I've never encountered a cop like yourself." And this is what was so big, which was so crucial. And he goes, "When you came up to the car, I was shitting my pants because you're a cop. And when you're involved in criminality, that's what you do. You shit your pants with nerves. Your life flashes before your eyes. But what came out of your mouth put me at ease. You didn't tell me to get out of the car. You said, 'Sir, would you be willing to exit the vehicle so we can have a conversation?'" He said immediately, at that point, "I let my guard down. I got out. I had a conversation with you. You kind of controlled the conversation for about 2 minutes. And it was your demeanor that immediately I trusted you." And so I asked this individual, "Well, why did you trust me? Why did you trust me to open up and tell me everything?" He said, "Because of the way you acted." Now, when I teach, I tell people, that's part of my instruction, is how you get a lot more bees with honey. You know, in any scenario in life, when you're kind to people, you kind of get what you want. So this is on a much smaller scale. But I asked him, I said, "If you had 20 bricks of heroin in your car, would this situation or would this scenario have changed?" He goes, "Brad, honestly, I probably would have just given them to you because that's how nice you are. You earned my trust with that first statement out of your mouth. Sir, would you be willing to exit the vehicle and have a conversation with me?" I was taken back by this. Situation number two, stop a vehicle. Many factors of criminality were present. At the end of my interview of both occupants, I asked for consent to search. Consent was granted, and a gun was found on a back seat and a small bag. For 6 years in my career, I wondered why I was getting consent denied over and over and over. Number one, I wasn't hitting traps. I wasn't hitting cartel members. I wasn't hitting big time DTOs. I was hitting the users and the street level dealers. But out of all of this, what I've gotten out of it was that it was my approach. And that's what it comes down to, is your approach. In everything, it's your approach. And I tell people, if you get denied consent, it's because you were an authoritative son of a bitch and you deserved it and they wanted to exercise their right. Or they just had a shit ton of dope in a back seat where they were going to take their chances with you, you know, applying for a search warrant. But I've gotten to the point now where I am encountering larger drug dealers with dope on the back seat, with dope underneath the seat. And I think to myself, why would this guy give consent? Why would this girl give consent when there's a gun on the back seat, when there's 200 grams of heroin underneath the passenger seat? They know I'm gonna find it. It's not hidden away in a sophisticated hide. Why would they do that? And the only thing that I can think of is my approach, which has been confirmed time and time and time again by every defendant. You are the nicest cop that I've ever met. And so, ladies and gentlemen, if there's anything that you can take out of this, is change your approach, treat people with kindness, because it's not cliche. It's not because you're gonna get less IAs. It's not because your boss or your chief wants you to treat people that way. It's because you're gonna be more successful as an interdiction officer, as just a proactive police officer in general. You're gonna be much more successful. So quick tip for you, I hope it was useful. I hope to see a lot of you June 26, Morristown. Class is growing and I'll elaborate on this. I'll show some great videos. I'll show some great techniques, great questions to ask, how to get the occupant to lay down his guard and completely trust you, because it's that level of trust which is going to make your quality of arrest go through the roof. Guarantee you, guaranteed. Think about that.